It's with St. Mannikins. The ball is into a more central position from the line ball, and they have a chance to build now from the back. They're into the Melvin Gales half, and coming over here to gather it is the wing back Evan Harkin. He's 45 metres from the Melvin Gales goal. There's a couple of Melvin Gales players getting a challenge in and forcing them back out over the 45 metre line once again. Great challenge from Cathal McSherry on Tadhg Mulligan, and McSherry is still there trying to get a challenge in. Really good play. Surely this will be a turnover for Melvin Gales. They come away with possession in any case. It's Killian McGloin now. McGloin brings it forward. Oh, the hand pass just goes, spills away from Reece Brennan. Brennan does really well to gather the ball. There's four St. Mannikins players chasing after him, but Melvin Gales retain the possession. There's a coming together away to our left hand side. We'll come back to that in a moment, but Melvin Gales have the important thing. That's the O'Neills size 5. They're coming forward with possession. They've cut St. Mannikins open. It's with Declan Clancy now, 25 metres from the St. Mannikins goal. It's back towards the midfielder Kyle O'Driscoll. Now they just slow things down a bit as St. Mannikins get players back in defence. 25 minutes 40 seconds on the clock. Melvin Gales 2 goals and 9, St. Mannikins 2 goals and 7. Melvin Gales still have possession. The ball is over towards the corner forward, the man that was introduced rather for Quaylon Clancy in corner forward. That's Sean McSherry, but he illegally touches the ball on the ground over way over in the right hand corner. St. Mannikins have a free just on their own 13 metre line. It's with James McNabola over there on the right hand side, and now St. Mannikins rather have possession deep inside their own half. It's with Owen Keegan. Keegan now goes past a couple of challenges really, really well, and now he takes St. Mannikins up to the halfway line. Keegan has a man to his left hand side, but he opts to hang on to possession. Killian McGloin tries to get a block in, doesn't do so however, and now St. Mannikins have the ball. It's forward to Jordan Reynolds, 20 metres from goal. Reynolds looks to go around his man, however he's forced backward, back towards Fiacre McGuinness, 21 metres from goal, central position. McGuinness puts the right foot on it, it's over the bar from Fiacre McGuinness. They're back to within a point. Our St. Mannikins, good play from Jordan Reynolds to work the opportunity for his corner forward. 27 minutes now on the clock. Fiacre McGuinness's point brings St. Mannikins back to within a point. St. Mannikins 2 goals and 8. It's Melvin Gales 2 goals and 9. Really, really entertaining stuff in the second half. 3 minutes 10 seconds of normal time left to play in Avantcard Park. Sean McDermott, the PJ. It's breathless stuff.
It's absolutely breathless stuff. We hadn't a score in the game for 12 minutes, but Melvin Gales were holding on to a 2-point lead from that stage. The last score was a Declan Clancy point, was it, on in the 15th minute. That was the 27th minute, but the next score was St. Mannikins point, and Fiacre McGuinness getting that over after getting a pass from Jordan Reynolds. So certainly it's really in the melting pot at this stage, and it's anybody's game, and it's even perhaps a situation that we might see going to extra time, but anything is possible here. Great effort by both teams, credit to both clubs, and in fact of course it's in the case of St. Mannikins 3 clubs and Melvin Gales their club, but certainly it's everybody here in the audience, or everybody here in the attendance here in Park Shawn this afternoon, are getting full value for money.
They sure are. We've played 28 minutes now, but there's been a stoppage for the last 60 seconds or so for a couple of players just coming up with cramp, as is understandable given the effort exerted by everybody involved so far. But the kick out now ready to be taken by Gareth Cairns. Cairns strikes this one right footed, great ball down to the centre of the field where Dara Rooney collects it. Really good play from Rooney, and he's away. He's got space in front of him, Dara Rooney. He's on the St. Mannikins 45 metre line. Hand pass over to the left hand side. We'll find the man over there for Melvin Gales. Cuts inside, really good play. Jack Rignan rifles it over the bar. Good play from Melvin Gales. They worked that one really, really well. That's a big score for them. 28 and a half minutes played now, and Rignan's point brings them back into a 2-point lead. It's Melvin Gales now who lead by 2 points, 2 goals and 10 to St. Mannikins 2 goals and 8. The kick out is won once again by Melvin Gales. The ball is from Dara Rooney over to Killian McGloin, and McGloin would look to run at the St. Mannikins defence 45 metres from the St. Mannikins goal. Back to Dara Rooney once again. Rooney with an outside of the right boot effort, but just doesn't connect with that one as well as he would like, and he's not too happy with himself with that particular attempt. It's out to the right and wide, but it's getting to the stage now where wides are nearly as good as a score, as they say. We're into the final minute of normal time. You'd imagine there would be a significant amount of injury time because we've had a number of stoppages in this second half. Here's a substitute coming on for Melvin Gales. It's the number 23, Peter Connolly, being introduced for the dying embers of this one. And making way is the point scorer from that last play. That's Jack Rignan coming off. He's put in a big effort this afternoon, has the wing forward. The kick out is over this right-hand side. Oh, that's a great take in the middle of the field from Killian McGloin, and he takes off. McGloin along this right hand side, looking up for an option, kicks this one left footed. It looks good if it has the length. It's going to fall short, however, it spills into the arms of the Melvin Gales player. He swings and turns and kicks it over the bar. That's Reece Brennan, did really well to gather that one, and a sensible option. There was definitely a goal on, but he opts to kick it over the bar, and that's another big score for Melvin Gales. They're edging ever closer to the county title here, the Leitrim Under-20A football final in Park. Sean McDiarmid, the kick out once again is won by Melvin Gales, and that's the substitute in who has gathered that one. That's Matthew the number 23 rather. Oh, good opportunity, but it's out to the right and wide. That was Peter Connolly. He had a good point opportunity, but it's out to the right and wide. We're into the first minute of injury time. We haven't had an indication as to how long that injury time will be, but Melvin Gales lead. Melvin Gales 2 goals and 11. It's St. Mannequin's 2 goals and 8. Those couple of points coming in the last number of minutes, hugely important to the Melvin Gales cause. The ball is over to the right hand side, but once again Melvin Gales will pick up possession. It's Oisin McGowan now forward, and now Melvin Gales might just look to play keep ball with this one out around the middle of the field. It's over to Dara Rooney. He's on the halfway line, is the man that has kicked so many impressive points for Melvin Gales this afternoon. Into Pádraig Sheridan now. Sheridan 1-2, and he gets the possession back. Now forward towards Peter Connolly. Connolly dishes it back out towards Matthew McGeever, and now with Sheridan once again. They're way over in the left hand corner, but they're in a good position way into the St. Mannequin's defence, just along the 21 metre line. But they bring it now, work it back out, and now it's with Matthew McGeever bringing them almost out over the 45 metre line. But Melvin Gales will be quite happy to just play a keep ball for the last couple of moments. We've played 1 minute and 15 seconds of injury time at the end of the second half. Oh, there's a right footed ball. It's a loose one, however, and it's gathered by the St. Mannequin's player there, and they win possession back. Could that be a crucial moment in this Under-20A Football Championship final? St. Mannequin's have an opportunity now to launch perhaps one last attack. They'll trail by 3 points. Melvin Gales 2 goals and 11, St. Mannequin's 2 goals and 8. Is with Fiacre McGuinness now. He is 55 metres from the Melvin Gales goal. McGuinness looking up, might just try and launch this one around the square. Well, he's fouled. They'll have an opportunity to do just that now. And the ball from McGuinness now is going to be launched in around the square. Jordan Reynolds is in there battling for it. Reynolds wins it. He might just try and get a shot off. Reynolds off the left boot. It's gathered, blocked by the Melvin Gales defence. And Jordan Reynolds, well, he did so well to win that one and spin on his left boot and kick it. But blocked by Melvin Gales. It was certainly heading for the net if no one intervened. But Melvin Gales avert the danger, and players just falling to the ground now after that last attack. Players, the energy has been just sapped out of them. Rip-roaring second half. 32 and a half minutes on the clock. Substitution in for Melvin Gales is the number 18, Dermot Foley. And making way is the hard-working midfielder, Kyle O'Driscoll. So the number 18, Dermot Foley, is in for the closing moments of this one. Melvin Gales, 2 goals and 11. St. Mannequin's, 2 goals and 8. 32 minutes, 40 seconds on the clock now. Melvin Gales have a free back inside their own large square. They lead by 3 points, but St. Mannequin's now have pushed right up on this free for Melvin Gales, and there's nothing really on for Colin McSharry, but he'll find a ball out towards that man once again, Dara Rooney. Really impressive all afternoon, and he's hanging on to possession out along his own 21 metre line. 33 minutes now on the clock in this second half. Ray McBrien crouches to the ground to get out of the way of the Melvin Gales players, and they hang on to possession inside their own half. Coming forward with it now is the wing back Leo Ryan. He's won a free for Melvin Gales, and this takes them up now to the halfway line. Ray McBrien is looking at the watch, but no whistle as of yet. There is the full time whistle. Melvin Gales have done it. What a fantastic second half from the men from North Leitrim. They are Leitrim Under 20 football champions. Melvin Gales 2 goals and 11, St. Mannequin's 2 goals and 8. Melvin Gales, it's a proud day for the men from Kinloch. They are Leitrim Under 20A football champions. What a superb effort from both teams. But Melvin Gales end as winners by 3 points, 2-11 to 2-8. PJ Letty, great day for Melvin Gales.
An absolutely fantastic day for Melvin Gales. They lived dangerously at times, but they also stood very bravely up at times, and it certainly was a huge performance by every member of the team. They used a lot of their bench as well, and they've got a lot of young lads that have got on and have got a county under 20 medal today, and that'll be a tremendous positive matter for the club going forward. But it was really a great performance by Melvin Gales. St. Mannequin's also gave it a good shot, but they weren't really able to counter Melvin Gales, who were really led exceptionally well by Dara Rooney and several other players, Killian McLoughan and Leo Ryan, and every player on the Melvin Gales team today really stood up hot, very tall.